Now on Radio 4, it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Sunday the 16th of February. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midday. High, Norway, 1033, declining, 1028 by midday tomorrow. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, south or southeast, becoming variable, 2 to 4. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. North Utsira, variable, 2 to 4. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, variable, 2 to 4. Becoming northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southeasterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable, 2 to 4 later in East Forties. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, variable, 2 to 4, fair, good. German Bight, easterly, becoming variable in North, 2 to 4. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. East or southeast, 3 to 5. Wintry showers at first in northeast Humber. Good, occasionally poor at first in northeast Humber. Portland, Plymouth. Easterly or southeasterly, veering southerly later in southwest Plymouth. 4 to 6. Occasional drizzle. Good, occasionally poor. Biscay, variable, becoming east or southeast later, 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle. Good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sol, cyclonic, becoming southerly, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 later in west. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southeast, 4 to 6. Occasional rain or drizzle. Good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rockall, southeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in east. Rain, moderate or poor. Malin, Hebrides, southeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Malin and South Hebrides. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, east or southeast, 6 to gale 8. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, easterly or southeasterly, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 later in West Faroes. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And finally, southeast Iceland, easterly 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 in south and west. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. That's the shipping forecast. Now for a more general weather update across the UK with Stav Dineos.
Thanks very much, Kelsey. Good evening to you. The cold and mostly cloudy weather that we've had for over a week now is on its way out. And next week, milder air, but more unsettled weather will start to move up from the southwest off the Atlantic. Now, we should see more sunshine than what we've seen over the past week or so, despite there being low pressure close by. But what you will notice is that noticeably milder theme, both by day and by night. Those low pressure systems, though, are likely to bring some rain and gales, but in between, we should see sunshine and showers. So some big changes to the weather as we head into next week. Temperatures have been below the seasonal average for the last 6 to 10 days. We're looking at them going above the seasonal norm for the end of next week. Now, tonight it stays cold for all. There will be some a few snow flurries across Scotland. So I'll start with Scotland. Eastern areas continue to see these showers moving off the North Sea like we've seen all day today. And that will bring some winteriness on the hills. Elsewhere across Scotland, mostly cloudy. Northern Ireland, it's a cloudy weather. Wet evening to the early night with the rain clearing away around midnight and leave it dry but mostly cloudy and damp. And England and Wales will stay mostly dry and breezy with variable cloud and some clear spells. So it's going to be a cold night for most of the UK, range from minus 1 to plus 2, but less cold for Northern Ireland and southwest England. Temperatures here 3 to 5 degrees. Tomorrow there'll be some snow across Scotland. Elsewhere it's mostly dry, variable cloud and some sunshine.
Thank you, Stav. Well, it sounds like the good weather might be incoming later next week, which is getting us in the mood to visit the island.
On BBC Radio 4.
Why on earth I'd kept this coffee machine with me, I couldn't say. Along with a Bible, the complete works of Shakespeare, one additional book and 8 final records of biographical significance.
Stephen Mangan is washed up on a very famous desert island.
I'd had a conversation with someone recently about this exact selection of items.
And with him is every single former castaway.
I was bunking with tennis mother Judy Murray and had impressed Lawrence Dallaglio with my early attempts at basket weaving.
The Island starts tomorrow at 2:45 on Radio 4. And listen to the complete series now on BBC Sounds.
Later tonight, the late Michael Mosley discovers why incorporating whole grains into our diet is a tasty swap that could benefit us. Just one thing, that's tonight at 7:45.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Caroline Nichols. Good evening.